guess it really begins with this kind of connection that I've felt like I've had for most of my life with French music and French art. Because I have a visual art background, I remember being really, at a very early age, being really connected to French artists like Cézanne, Degas, Monet, classic impressionists. And then when I started piano, all through my education in the States, I was just drawn to French music for some reason. And I didn't really understand why, mostly Debussy, Ravel, starting off, and just discovering more and more just French composers that I was like, I like them too, I like them too. So finally, I was in New York City, where I lived before this, and I did my master's in piano performance in New York at the New School, Manus Conservatory, and I graduated in spring 2017. And by the time I graduated, I knew that I wanted to go to France to study French piano music from the 20th century, like of the past 100 and 150 years. That's one of the things that I feel more conflicted about this year because, on the one hand, yes, it's obviously very important to learn French and become immersed in French culture as much as possible. But to be honest, my primary purpose for this year was to study with of my French teacher who speaks English very well, so it was already known that my lessons would be in English, and to just focus on practicing a lot and having opportunities as a musician. So in that sense, it's been nice to live at the Fondation des États-Unis because it's just easier to be understood and understand everyone. And it just took less time to become comfortable and accustomed to the atmosphere, and I can't deny that getting to speak with other Americans who are in a similar situation as me created like a bond between us, and being able to ask them for advice on how to do things and become a settled in France was indispensable. It was really nice, but at the same time, I still feel insecure about my French because the truth is, like, I don't speak it as much. I'm not forced to speak it as much on a daily basis than I would if I was just living in an apartment in the middle of Paris. And I have a friend who also came to Paris at the same time as me, but she decided to live on her own, and I have seen how she's been able to, practice her French a bit more than me probably. And but because I had this fear, I feel like I've worked extra hard to speak French when I can, when I'm outside doing errands, when I'm going into the city, and I've been continuing to teach myself French using a grammar book and watching French TV and shows and speaking to certain people on our hall when possible, and sending emails to people at my school. I do it in French. One of the classes I was taking at L'École Cantorum was in French, so I was attending this class basically for that reason, just to be exposed. So I feel like I'm like doing my best to make up for the fact that this is a kind of bubble within Paris. I mean, it definitely is, like, just because of all the Americans that are here. I think I actually feel like lucky to be living on the fifth floor because I just feel like other floors didn't have as much of a reason to meet everyone at the same time. I feel like because we all knew, at least a lot of us knew that we would be working together, the musicians at least, and that some of us got the same scholarship, we just felt like there's like a good reason to get to know one another initially, and then I think that created much stronger bonds with each other than if I had lived on another floor. I really do love living here. Like just being able to, I mean the kitchen is small and some things are not renovated, but actually like I liked using the kitchen and getting to talk to people that way. I'm naturally an extroverted person, so it was just really nice to be able to talk to someone like at least a few times every day, if I was working and shut inside my room otherwise, because the truth is like the fact that I have a piano in my room and a lot of the work I'm doing this year is just practicing a lot of music, I did feel like isolated at least especially before I got to know people very well. I just felt like if I didn't make an effort, like I would just stay shut inside my room practicing all day and like never leave. I mean, I do, I mean, I, of course, it would be nice to have like a bigger common space that we could use on the fifth floor. I mean, but we had each other's rooms. And so as soon as we started to get to know each other better, being able to just go to a bunch of different people's rooms to hang out was really fun. The fact that they're visual artists, I actually didn't really realize that we would be living, like that everyone across the hall from us were going to be visual artists. I was really excited because I am a visual artist myself, and I knew that with my final project, I wanted to do something across disciplines and try and collaborate. I knew that I would be collaborating with the other musicians playing together in concerts, but I rarely get the opportunity to meet like visual artists sharing the same spaces. So that's why for my final project, I've asked a bunch of visual artists to respond to a sound art piece that I made that I'll end up screening in my recital. So I'm really happy, and it's just nice to be honest, like living like just musicians are a particular type of person, and yes, everyone's different, but I always sometimes in my life I've felt like I have more in common with visual artists than musicians, and I like being able to not always be around musicians, to have some difference and perspectives and be able to talk about art more than music, and of course, like seeing everyone's exhibitions and the artwork that they're doing has been inspiring because, as I said at the beginning of this interview, I initially became interested in French aesthetic from visual art. So I do believe that there is a close link between a lot of visual art and music, at least 100 years ago, like between Impressionism and music and art. So I'm interested in the correspondences that I can find between people making music today in Paris and people making art today in Paris. I was actually surprised. I was really nervous for the first concert because the amount of people that were in the audience, I honestly wasn't used to so many people just from the community. 'Cause in New York, I have been, I played a lot of concerts in the conservatory, so it was like mostly people connected to the conservatory. But then when I was on my own putting together concerts in New York, it was very hard to secure venues. There would be a rental fee, and they're usually small spaces. And even then, it was hard for me to fill all of the seats because there's just so much competition in New York, and I just feel like people in general are busy there and have a lot of cultural events to choose from every single night. So I was feeling I would put in so much effort for a concert, and then like a couple times only 5 people would show up, and that wasn't a good feeling. So, and it's funny, it's like almost the opposite happened with the Rendezvous Music Hall, because these concerts are every 2 weeks, so by necessity, I wasn't always like the pieces weren't always finished and polished as much as they could have been. Because, for example, I didn't memorize music before I performed a lot because I didn't have time. I was just trying to play something different for each rendezvous, and so I felt less prepared, but then more gratified because there were more people in the audience. So that was one thing. And the other thing was, I was scared for the first one, but then just because it was recurring so much, I started to get used to it and more comfortable performing. So I think the rendezvous really helped me be more at ease performing, just gaining experience performing frequently, not always trying to be a perfectionist and feeling like I couldn't perform a music unless it was perfect and memorized. And sometime, and that was a good lesson for me to learn, because I think in the future I won't always have enough time to perfect everything before performing. So that's like a reality of being a professional musician, being able to pull together music in a quick amount of time, especially when I'm accompanying other people. So it was just like a crash course in learning to put together music very quickly, and rather informally. But that the fact that it was kind of informal took the pressure off for me and made it actually like a more fun experience. So I tried to take as much advantage of the rendezvous as possible. So I'm happy to say that I performed almost every concert before, they got canceled. So I think the rendezvous is a really great thing, and for a lot of different reasons.